Well, I have some onion crunch here, and I've got myself a nice hot dog with a little bit of mustard on it. And I'm gonna do a live taste test right here. I'm gonna shake some of the onion crunch on there. Here it comes.
I wish I was with you right now. Getting hungry.
It's good. It's really good. Hey everybody, it's Steve at Hot Dog Cart Radio. Today I'm talking with Nick Loeb from Onion Crunch. I was turned on to this product. I think I saw it through Facebook and thought it might be something that my listeners would really like. So we put it up on the blog and just had a really great response from it. And Nick Loeb, the owner, is kind enough to get on the call with us today, and we're going to talk a little bit about Onion Crunch. So Nick, thanks for being on the call with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve. I really appreciate this. It means a lot. And, you know, as a small startup business, any help is great.
Yeah, well, we're glad to help. This has just been a great thing for my customers, too. As you know, all of my listeners and customers, we're all professional hot dog vendors, so we're always looking for something to differentiate our product from the competition. And I think this certainly qualifies as a differentiator.
Yes, it does. I mean, it actually, you know, turns a hot dog into almost like a crunch dog. And I think it's an exciting new condiment here where not many people have seen. I think it'll do well.
Yeah, definitely. I know your background is varied. You've been involved in public service and the movie business. What brought you to the food business?
Well, actually, it started a long, long time ago. When I was in Denmark, actually, and I ate hot dogs there with crispy fried onions on them. It was the number one condiment in Denmark and all of Scandinavia, including Germany. And I fell in love with the product at a young age, and I went back to Europe many times growing up and really loved this product. I didn't understand why this condiment was not here in America. So I'd always wanted to, probably for the past 6 years, always wanted to get in this business. My love of food, my love of hot dogs from New York, and the love of this product. And I, you know, didn't know much about the food business when I started. I'm still learning a lot now. Went through a lot of trials and tribulations to get this product to market. It's literally probably starting and stopping has taken me, you know, almost 6 years to get here.
There's another famous onion product out there, and I've tried both of them. I did get a sample of Nick's Onion Crunch, and I think it's better than anything out there. But what makes Onion Crunch different?
So, you know, there are the other product that's out there today in the United States marketplace is onion product is French's. And French's has an onion product that's, you know, mainly marketed for an ingredient to green bean casserole.
Right.
80% of their sales, or a large percent of their sales, is, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas. They're a huge business. If you look on the back of the label of French's, the number one ingredient is oil, and the number two ingredient is flour, and the number third ingredient is that onions. And the way, you know, food lists products mainly is whatever the most ingredient is in there is listed first. On our product, the first ingredient is onions. We're not a flavor product. We're all natural products. We don't have chemicals like there's dextrose in and two kinds of flour in the French's. And French's is more of an ingredient, while ours is more of a topping and a condiment.
Okay, yeah.
Ours is a lot crispier, and it holds up to you know, it doesn't get mushy easily. It stands up well.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, this is it's a great alternative to even like onion rings or fresh onions. I think the convenience factor, especially for a hot dog vendor, is huge.
I completely agree with you. You know, the funny thing, the other day, we had given our product to someone who works at a petro store, and they serve hot dogs, you know, at a 7-Eleven or an AM/PM kind of type place.
Mm-hmm.
He's been using the onion crunch, and he came to us, and he said, guys, I've got to throw out 50% of my fresh-cut onions every single day. Your product, I don't have to throw out. And it's about half the cost per serving. It's got a month shelf life when I open the product, so I don't have to throw it every day. And the sealed product is a year.
Wow.
So I want to now get rid of my fresh-cut onions.
Yeah.
Because it's too much of a pain in the butt.
Yeah, that's I didn't realize that there's that long of a shelf life too, and that's another great factor.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I have some onion crunch here, and I've got myself a nice hot dog with a little bit of mustard on it, and I'm gonna do a live taste test right here. I'm gonna shake some of the onion crunch on there. Here it comes.
I wish I was with you right now. I'm getting hungry.
It's good. It's really good.
You know, I'll tell you, Steve, some new exciting news, and that we're getting ready to do some exciting things in terms of hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure all your listeners out there has heard of a hot dog company in New York called Sabret.
Yeah.
Sabret loves onion crunch.
Okay.
And Sabret will be helping me and will be distributing our product in New York to the hot dog vendors in New York City this summer.
Excellent.
So any of your listeners who buy from Sabret will be able to actually buy this product in bulk from Sabret going forward.
Okay, very cool. That's great to know.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you know what I want to do, if you're willing, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. I'd like to do a little contest. We like to do contests around here.
Sure.
We've got the blog up from last week, and I'm going to update it with this interview, and we have people leave comments on there. I'd like to give away a free bottle of Onion Crunch to the 50th, the 75th, and the 100th commenter. Would you like to do that?
You know, I'll do something even better, Steve. I will give a free case of Onion Crunch.
Wow.
To your 100th caller.
All right, so.
And your 50th, what do you have? You have a 75th caller, I'll give half a case to, and your 50th blogger, I'll give a bottle to.
Okay, a bottle to the 50th, half a case to the 75th, and a whole case to the 100th commenter. I don't think we can beat that. That's awesome. Thanks, Nick.
Absolutely, Steve. You know, anything to get this going is great.
Yeah.
You know, it's just great.
All right. This is cool. Very exciting. Well, I've been talking with Nick Loeb from Loeb's Onion Crunch, and thanks for coming on Hot Dog Cart Radio.
Thanks so much, Steve, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Take care.